Just get you back to the mail system. So,
mm-hmm.
so you would have family members or friends would send you, forward you mail to basically stores that supplied the boats at certain parts of the river. Can you talk a little bit? I just find that really interesting. I mean, they weren't officially serving it. This wasn't an official service that they were providing, but it was just kind of assumed that they're kind of an informal network of communication.
It was, you know, your family, there would be certain locations, different boat stores like Economy, a boat store there in Memphis, let's say. If my wife wanted to send me a letter or something, she would mail it to Economy Boat Store, and eventually when we went through, it would have the vessel that I was on at that time. It would have its name then in care of me, of course, and then sometimes you would switch vessels. So then you would have to ask for the mail, and then you'd go through a litany of checks and balances to make
right.
sure you were the person that that letter was intended for.
Yeah.
And also some of the locks and dams, the mail would be sent to the locks and dams, and you know, the lock masters would you know, give you the mail as you came through if you were on a locking river. And that could be on the Tennessee, the Cumberland, the Ohio, the upper Mississippi, wherever. So that was another means of getting mail to the vessels as well.
And would you know the folks at the locks or these boat shopkeepers? Would you know them personally?
Yes, you become friends because you're usually through those facilities or by those facilities or using that vendor, and they learn who you are, and usually they'll get on board. As far as the boat stores, when they bring the groceries out to you, you interact with those individuals on a regular basis. The lockmen, you would talk to them going through, and a lot of times you would give them a can of coffee and they would give you a newspaper.
Yeah.
Not quite an even trade, but still, you know, you were able to get some news from home. We didn't, you know, years ago you didn't have the TVs out there and you didn't
right.
have signals. And,
right.
And of course now you have internet, you have, you know, your satellite TVs and whatever. You know, you have a lot of different forms of media to hear what's going on around the world. You're able to actually see some sporting events. Years back, it would be a lot, you know, you relied on newspapers and other articles that would come to the vessel, and you would buy books and bring books to the boat, and a lot of reading would go on. A lot of the crew members in the older days read a lot of Westerns.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was kind of humorous at times, but then there were other books as well. Yeah, so you had opportunities to do that you know, you always maintain your vessels. You stay busy. There are lots of things to do on board the vessels. Now,